ਗਿਆਨ ਸਿਮਰਾ ਦਰਸ਼ ਗਿਆਨ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਸਲਾਹ ਪਾਇਆ ਚਕਸ਼ੂ ਮਿਲਿਤਾਂ ਜੇਨਾ ਤਸਮੈ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰਵੇ ਨਮ ਲੇਡੀਜ਼ ਐਂਡ ਜੈਂਟਲਮੈਨ ਰਿਗਾਰਡਿੰਗ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ ਕੌਨਸ਼ੀਅਸਨੈਸ ਮੂਵਮੈਂਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਰਕਿੰਗ We are talking about the spiritual existence of the living being. By evolutionary process, we come to the human form of life, and here we have got developed consciousness. We can decide now which way to go forward. There are different planetary systems that we can experience. We can see innumerable planets upwards and downwards. So, the upper planetary system is called Svarga-loka, or the heavenly planets, and the middle planetary system is called Matsya-loka, or Bhu-loka, in which we are staying at the present moment, and the down planetary system is called Patala-loka, or downwards. Downwards means fall down, upwards means getting promotion, and middle means we remain where we are now. This is indication is given in the Bhagavad Gita. Uddham gacchanti sattva, those who are cultivating the modes of goodness, they are promoted to the higher planetary system. And madhye tisthanti rajasa, those who are passionate or under the modes of passion, they remain in the middle planetary system. And jaganna gunavittistha adogacchanti tamasa. And those characters is very abominable, they go down. And beyond this, there is another nature that is called spiritual nature, which is beyond this material universe. There, we understand that is eternal. This material nature is not eternal. It is manifested or created, and again it is dissolved or annihilated. But beyond this material nature, there is another nature. There are also innumerable planets. They are known as Vaikuntha planets or Vrindavan planet, that is the kingdom of God. If we transfer ourselves to that eternal nature, then we won't have to come back to this material nature again. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Jadgatyana nivartante tadhamam paramam mama. Any man who goes to that eternal nature, he hasn't got to come back again to this material nature. The material nature has been explained as dukkhalayam asasam. Material nature is full of miserable conditions. And the most miserable condition is explained as janma mrityu, jara vyadhi, birth, death, old age and disease. So, we living entities, we are eternal, part and parcel of God. God is eternal and we are also eternal. Just like gold and little portion of gold, both of them are gold. But the big gold and small gold, that is different. Similarly, we being part and parcel of God, qualitatively we are one. Quantitatively we are different. Although we are different, still in the spiritual world, we can enjoy the same facilities in cooperation with God. We are trying to be happy in this material world. That is not possible. Because here there are four principles of miserable condition which we cannot avoid. They are birth, death, old age and disease. In the spiritual world, there is no such thing as birth, death, old age and disease. Therefore, in this life, in the human form of life, where we come after evolutionary process, 8,400,000 species of life, our consciousness being developed, we should decide now whether we shall remain within this material world or we shall go to the spiritual world where the life is eternal. There is no birth, death, old age and disease. So, the Vedic civilization trains all human beings how to go back to home, back to God. That is Vedic civilization. We cannot be happy in this temporary material life. We are working very hard. But if we work a little only, not very hard, there is no need of working very hard. We have created a civilization that we have to work very hard. The basic civilization does not recommend that for sense gratification we shall simply work very hard day and night. This is not very good life. We should know what is the value of life, what is the aim of life. God has provided everything for our living condition. We should be satisfied whatever is allotted by God and save time for being promoted to the spiritual world. That is the arrangement already there by nature. It is said, Purnamidam Purnamada Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamalaya Purnameva Avasishtam. God is complete and His arrangement is also very complete. Everyone has his necessities of life completely. In the Vedas it is said that we are all living entities. God is also the chief living entity. The difference is that one God, He supplies the necessities of all other living entities. In the Christian world also, they believe God gives bread to everyone, and they go to the church. Oh God, give us our daily bread. But her philosophy is that we should not, or we need not ask God for our bread. That is already there. We should approach God, how to love Him. That is our business. Otherwise, God is supplying food to the elephant who can eat 40 kilograms at a time, or 40 kgs. And the ant eats only one grain of sugar. So God is supplying all of that. So there is no question of asking God, give us our food. It is already there. We should not waste our time to ask God for our self-gratification. That arrangement is already there. We should try to know God and try to love Him. That is the business of human form of life. If we are missing that occupational duty, how to learn, how to love God? Our philosophy, or this is the philosophy, that is the first quality, the religious system, which teaches how to love God. Sabhi pumsan karo dharma, satu bhakti lagat. And if we learn how to love God without any motive, nobody can check our love of God. And if we reach that platform, then we become actually happy. God is the supreme proprietor of everything. He is friend of everyone, and He is the enjoyer. We, being part and parcel of God, our duty is to serve God how He is pleased. Just like part and parcel of our body, this finger, it is always engaged in serving the body according to the desire of the person. Similarly, how we being part and parcel of God, our duty is to serve God as He wants service from us. This is perfection. If the finger or any part of my body cannot give service to the whole body, it is to be understood that the part is diseased. Similarly, when we do not give service to God, that is our material condition, our disease condition, our miserable condition. And if we learn how to love God, how to serve Him, that is our healthy condition. So in the material world, everyone is busy. How to satisfy the senses? Nobody is interested to satisfy God. So, in this condition of life, we are misled. Misled in this way that we have got this human form of body, very nice body. And if we are misled, instead of giving service to the Lord, if we simply are engaged in the service of the senses, then we become subject to the karma or creative activities. That means we get different types of body. There are 8,400,000 different types of body. So if we do not properly use this human form of body, if we become subjected to sinful life, then we get a different type of body, very animal life, trees life, plant life, aquatic life, insect life, all in we are promoted to the higher standard of life, as in higher planets, the demigods. The four principles of material misery, mainly, birth, death, old age and disease, we cannot avoid, either in the higher planetary or in the lower planetary. But if we want eternal life of bliss and knowledge, then we must endeavor in this life how to go back home, back to Godhead. And such persons who are endeavoring for this purpose, they are called first class men. And they are called brahmanas or the first class men. So society must be divided into four classes. First class, second class, third class, fourth class. That is there. Endeavoring for realizing God, they are first class men. Those who are less intelligent, they are trying to rule over the material world, they are second class men. And those who are engaged in producing food and cow protection, they are third class. And those who are useless for any of these three occupational duties, they are called fourth class. And those who are still lower than that, they are called fifth class, sixth class, like that. So, our educational system should be so arranged that there may be first class, second class, third class, fourth class men, not less than first class men, then the social structure will be in order and everyone will be peaceful, aiming at the point how to go back to home, back to God. Unless there is such structure of the society, just like in our body, we have got four divisions, the head, the arms, the belly, and the leg. All of them are required. But the position of the head and position of the leg are different. Head means giving direction. And arms mean giving protection. And belly means receiving food or energy of the body. And leg means working. So, the human society must be divided into four sections, and they should work combinedly, cooperatively. Then there will be peaceful conditions for realization of the goal of life, back to home, back to God. Our Krishna consciousness movement is teaching this process of life, and the whole world is now in chaos on account of no brain. Just like we have got this body, if the brain is not working in good condition, then he is called a madman. So, in spite of possessing other parts of the body, namely the arm, the belly and the leg, if the head is not in good condition, then the body is useless. At this present moment, there is one top first-class man and also second-class man. The whole world is filled up with third-class, fourth-class, fifth-class men. Therefore, the society is not properly adjusted by accepting this Krishna consciousness movement. The process is described very nicely in the Bhagavad Gita. If we follow the principles of Bhagavad Gita, we'll find answers for all the problems of life. And if you take it seriously, then the whole human society will be happy, peaceful in this life, and next life they will go back home, back to Godhead for eternal peaceful life of God. So we are giving literary information in 50 books. Some of the books are distributed here. You can see. Otherwise, the process is very simple. If we chant the holy name of the Lord, we become purified. Our heart becomes clean. And we can understand the aim of life, the goal of life. In this way, everything can be adjusted very nicely. Thank you. That has to be explained now, just like in your country, there are many other professional men, the engineering class of men, the lawyer class of men. Similarly, you can explain how to become a first class. The training process is there in the Bhagavad Gita. When Bhagavad Gita is finished, Dhamma Vidhya Sartam Sarusam Ajavam. See, just like you have got formula, how to train medical plants, how to train any botanical man, or different departments of knowledge. Similarly, you can train how to become first class. How to become second class? The direction are already there. You can take advantage of the direction and train people in first class, second class, third class.
When is the training begin? Very young stage? Or when does the training begin?
Training, every training should begin from childhood. It's like you send your boys and girls to school. So, any educational system should be begin from childhood.
What is the secret to learning to love God?
Secret of loving God? Yes, the secret is that he must be a first-class man. Otherwise, he does not understand what is God and what is secret of loving. Control the mind, how to control the senses. Then he must be truthful. He must be very clean outside and inside. He must be very simple. He must be tolerant. He must be full of knowledge. He must apply knowledge in practical life. And he must believe in God. These are the qualifications of the first time.
Once a person is trained in one of the classes, can he move to another class once he's been trained?
As yes, for any class man, he can then request training. Even one is in the last class, fourth class, fifth class, sixth class. If he likes, he can intend that to become a first class man. Plan to find out my class man is very difficult. Therefore, our followers, we cannot count a large number. We are training them to become first class man. We think we have got about 10,000 followers in the Western countries. We have got a lot of English. And we have got many centers all over the world.
Who is the God? Who is God?
Yes.
Who is God?
Who is God? God means, you know, you have got any definition of God?
Do you have a definition of God?
Besides the point, I am asking the Swami, who is God?
God is great. Great means he is better than you. In every respect, we understand a rich man as very great, the wise man as very great, a strong man is very great, a beautiful man is very great. In this way, there are six opulences: riches, strength, wisdom, beauty, education. In this way, the six opulences said, when you find in somebody in full, in complete, without any competition, that is God.
Religious, strong, beautiful,
famous.
Why? Beautiful education and industries.
These six opulences said, when you find in the greatest quantity, nobody can excel. Here, in every kind of rich man, but nobody can say that I am the richest of them. But God can say that he is the richest of them. He is strongest of them. He is wisest of them. He is the most beautiful. In this way, where nobody can compete, nobody can surpass, that is God.
What do, you said there are four classes, and the first class is to rule. First class should rule.
Go to the first class and then do.
So this is to rule?
The class match means, I already explained, he is the great. Everyone should take advice from him. That is first class. And he is perfect advice. That is first class.
He does. He will advise.
He will take his advice. Then he will take perfect advice.
What do the other classes do?
Other classes, the second class, they are supposed to be administrative. They are also very strong. They do not go away when there is fighting. They have got the ruling capacity and they are charitable. They have got certain qualities. But he rules according to the advice of the first class.
When you speak about the third and fourth class?
The third class means they should engage themselves how to produce food and give protection to the cow. It is said,
the cow?
Cow, yes. Get cow from where you get meat. That's cow. The exact word is used in Sanskrit. Krishi Bhurata Manisham Vaishvatarmantamam. Vaishva, the third class man is called Vaishva. So, his duty is how to produce food, food grains, for both for the animals and the man. And he gives protection to the cow. And the second class man, the administrator, he gives protection to the human being from nature. Similarly, the third class man is instructed to give protection to the cows. Cow is very important animal in society because it is supplying milk, the most nutritious food. The third class man's duty. And fourth class man means general worker. He has no brain. He simply helps the other three classes. First class, second class, and third class. And below the fourth class man, they are called fifth class, sixth class. So, they are called lower class. Less than the fourth class. So, the society should be generally divided into four classes. As I've given an example, there is head, arm, belly, and legs. Protector, she becomes first, second, third,
she doesn't have any structure at all in her
mind. She has not fact that they are good men, I am already before. But not as good as men.
She's not qualified as first, second, and third class until she married.
Yes. All man requires to be protected in childhood by the mother, in youthhood by the husband, and in old age by the elder sons.
In regard to Mrs. Gandhi's actions in India at the present time, particularly in relation to what you're saying about women, is what's happening there because she has a 36-ounce brain and is incapable of ruling?
But it's scientific proof that is equally applicable to Mrs. Gandhi or any ordinary.
She having problems because she is a woman, though, a man wearing her position, you know.
Why you are trying to put me in the emergency law?
Emergency rule that is going on. You'll be rested
at the end. But one thing I can say, Jinnah, there was a great politician, Chanakya Pandit, under whose name in New Delhi there is a water called Chanakya Puri. All the foreign investors are situated there. He said, Vishnasa Naiva Bhaktabham Sri Sudharikulis. Never trust an old man and a politician. That is his mark, of course, I do not tell you.
Are
these
books all, have you written all these books?
Or
are they by other philosophers?
You've written all of them, you've written all of them. Yes, I have written all these books.
Who has published them?
We have our own publishing house, hoping it out of the trust. But we have sent our books right now.
That's part of your income?
Oh, you ended up on the income. By selling books.
You commented that you gave the word never trust, final speech, right? Never trust an old man and a politician.
Woman.
Woman.
Woman. Woman. Woman. Woman.
Woman. Woman. Woman. Woman.
He must know that he is a massive water in English. This is called Chanakya Puri, unlike his name. He was a great politician. About 3,000 years ago, when there was the reign of Chandragupta, he was the prime minister.
Parade
on the Saturday without me down, sitting around
1:00
to the thing of the system. Yes. Yes. You'll be serving
food.
And you've got all the city
permits this year,
grand permits from the last year. It's coming very early this year.
Do you have permits for the
dorm? Is that the permission? No, it's all food that's packaged. So it's...
Yes, it's packaged. And your celebration is at 1:30 on the trip?
Begins at 1:00. The city has changed it to 1:30 on Saturday.
City of Quincy.
City of Quincy, then to the city center.
And you'll be serving warm and hot packaged food?
Just cold packaged food.
Okay. The cookies and
called lug loos and halava and poppers.
That was just good life.
Yeah. And cold water also.
Is that why your inch problem for the parade? Is there something tonight in heaven?
There's an open house tonight.
What will we be doing Thursday and Friday?
Yeah, there's celebrations going on in the temple daily throughout the day.
That's where it has to go.
Mexico, Philadelphia.
How do you address him in the center? Did you call Swami?
He's addressed by his affectionate disciple, the Srila Prabhupada, for your divine grace.
I'm speaking of your divine grace. Go to Philadelphia for another thing. Do you call?